I'm too old. That's what I keep hearing people say. I'm 62. I'm 71. I'm 48. I'm too old. It's incredible to me. And I'm like, you're still living, right? You still have many years ahead of you. So if you're approaching your life like you're too old, what's going to happen? You're just going to continue to say that, and then you're going to continue to feel older and older and older, and you're never going to get out of it. I'm Marilyn Loria, and this is Welcome to Who Can It Be Now? Podcast. I'm a psychic medium, teacher, and coach, and I'm trying a new approach to my podcast. I have been teaching tons of people for years and years and years how to step out of the box, because I don't live in a box, and to live their best life, to really activate the dreams that are in the heart and bring it to existence. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And recently, I've been working with spiritual entrepreneurs a lot, business entrepreneurs. It is my focus now. And I have a program called Next Level Living, which helps people to be out of the box and helps them to create their own unique brand. And one of the things I keep hearing people say is, or I get emails, is I'm too old, or they answer a quiz when they join one of my programs and it's, I'm too old. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're still living. So how can you be too old? It's impossible. So I want to talk today about some of my own personal stories that are going on right now. Age and being out of the box. And also the thing that's really holding you back from exploring your intuition to the degree that you don't even know how it can help you. And the one thing that's really holding you back, which is the one thing I always talk about, and we're going to talk about it today. So I have been going through my own experiences recently, and I share my experiences all the time on this podcast. And sometimes you may wonder why, if like this is a psychic medium and that's what this podcast should be about, the best way to develop your gifts, to grow your gifts, to be inside your gifts and expand your gifts is to work on you. Work on you. I've been watching Jim Rohn videos. I don't know if you know who Jim Rohn is. He was around, I don't even know when, 80s, 90s, 2000. I don't remember when he passed. I found out about him after he was gone, and his videos have been popping up on YouTube. And the things he says are so amazing. And the way he talks is so funny, because you just could just go Google Jim Rohn and watch him. And he said that when he was 25, he was in a really bad way in terms of just not making enough money, living paycheck to paycheck. He was married. He promised his bride, it was like the 50s or whatever when he was married. I don't know when, that he would take care of her. And here he was like still struggling, and he was a hard worker. And he met his mentor, and the mentor said, the only way to change is to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. It's not about working harder. It's about working on yourself. Now, I am butchering what he said, but you can find it. And he's so right. He's so right. If you don't work on yourself, you can't move yourself out of the way. You can't change your mindset of I'm too old, or I haven't made it yet, or I'm afraid, or these dreams in my heart haven't happened yet, so why would they happen now? Or it didn't work before, with all these past stories that come up. And the thing that I've learned in my work, the one thing, the only thing that's holding you back is your mindset. That's it. So when people tell me they can't see, and if I like clairvoyantly, and I sit with them and I work with them, it's all mindset, because usually I can get them to see. They can't hear, all mindset. Because you have these gifts. Everyone has them. It's not just given to the gifted few. We're all gifted. It's just whether we're going to decide to wake up to these gifts or not. So I've been doing this 10X live experience, and it's been really eye-opening for me, because I'm attracting in this clientele that I truly love working with. And these are the types of people who are probably in their 50s, 60s, 70s. Some a little bit younger, and they have been working in a career that was great at one time, but it no longer feeds their soul. They're just done. And they have a lot of great ideas, right? The lights are starting to turn on inside of them. The light that was there when they were younger, that got dimmed because somebody next to them said something that affected them, And because they were super sensitive and empathic, they dimmed down the light. And then they had some kind of soul-crushing experience that made them go on a spiritual journey. And they turned on those lights. And they started turning those lights on. It's like a little on a dimmer almost. And the more they started studying, they started discovering their truth about themselves. And they start recognizing in their own spiritual journey that as they heal, they want to help others. It becomes a mission in them. But then, like many of them, they don't know where to start. And that's when the stories start, right? So they don't know where to start. They have all these incredible ideas. When you're a spiritual person, you're extremely creative. You're very innovative. You're getting information from spirit. You're starting to enter into multidimensional conversations if you're not already fully in it. Multidimensional conversations is when I'm never in a linear conversation. When I'm out in the world or just now, even with you, I have my guides that I can be hearing. I could be seeing symbols. I could be saying something to you that gets reflected back to me on something I need to know for myself. It's very layered. It's never linear. Even if I'm out playing tennis, right? Tennis is great for me because it makes me kind of have to focus, but I could be picking up the energy and I could be watching the ball and I could be like, oh, this is the lesson. And then I have to like bring it in because otherwise it affects tennis sometimes. So in my life, it's very multidimensional. So a lot of you are starting to have these conversations where you're getting to know yourself. So you're having a conversation with your soul, your heart. You're getting to know it deeper. I should say you've already known it, but you're getting to know it deeper. You're starting to have a conversation with the universe, with nature. You're starting to notice things. You're starting to have a conversation with source, whatever source energy is to you. You're starting to hear really great wise things from other people. You're starting to hear your own inner wisdom from your higher self. And so you get all this input and then you freeze. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to move forward. You don't know how to take this dream inside your heart and make it a reality. So instead of working with that difficulty, and you don't do this purposely, what happens is the story comes in. I'm too old. I'm really tired. I'm so tired. I don't have the energy to start. I don't even know where to go. I'm doing it, but I'm doing it for free. Oh, I keep hearing that one. I don't mind you doing that in the beginning as you're getting yourself trained, but to continue to give it away for free, that's a whole other podcast on itself, which I promise I will do. What are some other things? I want to do so many things. That's the big one I've been hearing lately. And I'm like, so why are you boxing it up? Open the lid to every single box of the things you want to do, pull out some things from each box, put it together and create your unique brand. So all of it is just mindset. It's not because you're too old. It's not because there isn't information out there that you could learn. It's not because what you have isn't needed. It's needed. Trust me. It's not because you're tired. You're tired because you're not doing it. You're doing the same old, same old, same old, which is boring as shit. And you're tired. So how can developing your gifts help you to see clearly, work with your mindset, move forward, change your life, live the existence you want to be living, and get going? When you work with your gifts, you start really understanding yourself at a deeper level. You start having that multidimensional conversation with the universe, with your soul, with your experiences. Nothing becomes too difficult. Everything becomes a solution. I'm going to talk about that in a second too. But I want to stay on this thing. So imagine you have all these dreams. Now, I'm not saying those dreams are going to come out exactly as you dreamt them. A lot of times you're dreaming from past experiences, right? I can't tell you how many times I was doing this 10X live experience and the people were actually great. And I was surprised. Oh, I have a story to tell you. Let me tell the story real quick. So I don't do many spiritual telesummits anymore. And I started doing them again. And the reason why I stopped doing them is because I found a lot of people in there. I just heard this term. It's not my term. I don't want to give credit to the person because I didn't hear it from this person. I heard it from someone else. But if you know who the person is who said it, healer hopper. And this is somebody who's constantly going from healer to get the answers, to get fixed. And they don't realize that everything they need, they have inside of them. It's not my term. It's a beautiful term. I love it. So I purposely don't do spiritual telesummits. I do more business telesummits now because I find a lot of people on there are just you know, looking at you to give them the answer. You have the keys. You need to find someone who's going to ignite the light in those keys so you know which doors to open. That's what I do. And there are people out there like me to do it too. So I decided to do another telesum. I decided to do a few this year, and it's only February, and now I'm having second thoughts. And I just did one recently, and I'm very direct on them. So I don't usually sell as well as probably other people, because I'm not telling you, come listen to this meditation and you'll be healed for life. You're going to reach abundance. You're going to win the lottery. I don't tell people that, right? I'm like, come do the work. I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to show you paths to your inner guidance, and you're going to be excited, but you're going to have to do the work. And I'm going to put a little boot print on your butt with a heart on it. So this one woman was messaging me, emailing me, and asking me about what's the ROI, that's return on investment. I've never been asked that question for a $97 product, but I respected the fact that, okay, it's $97, you know, $97 is a lot to some people, and I respect that. Although I recently told someone this, and they were like, what? That just shows me they have scarcity mindset if they're worried about $97 and an ROI on a $97 product. So she actually spoke my truth. I instead started engaging in email, and I was like, well, what do you mean by ROI? It's a class about productivity and about getting clear on your goals. And she was, I don't even remember the answer, but it was like, you know, like how much time do I have to spend? What am I going to get for the time I spend? Stuff like that. And I just said, you put in the time and the work, you'll figure out what your main goal is. And this is my 10X class. And that domino goal is the goal that's going to set off everything else. Like you have to focus on one goal. A lot of you don't know what that one goal is. It's the domino goal. And if you want to know about the 10X class, go to marilynlaurier.com/10X. You focus on that one goal, and it's a domino goal to all your other goals, and things start working. And so then she was like, well, are you really tough, like, and direct and difficult and hard? She was nice about it. I'm not going to say she was mean. I don't remember the exact email. And I was like, you know what? Go listen to my podcast. It's on YouTube. And you decide if you can work with me or not. Like, I don't have time. I don't have time for this. So, but I was nice because I don't know, you know, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to be more accessible and more like engaging, because when I was a reader, I really couldn't be accessible at all, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry wanted me to help them. So I have a real strong gatekeeper. Now I'm a little bit different because I work differently. So she went and listened to some of my podcasts, and she came back and she said, okay, you know, you're very direct. I like that. And honest. And usually people love me because I'm direct, and some people don't like me and they don't work with me. That's on. But most of the times people that work with me love that. And then she said, from one coach to another, I just have to ask you, do you smoke and ingest THC? You have to go to YouTube to see my face, because you can't read it in a podcast. And I was like, what? What the fuck is wrong with you? And hopefully she's listening to this, because I could care less. And I had a pause for a second because Brooklyn came out, and I went, okay. And I wrote back and I said, from one coach, I said, that's a very odd question. And I said, from one coach to another, I would never ask a coach that question. And no, I don't smoke or ingest THC. And I signed it and sent it back. And then I was like, fuck you, bitch. I was like, you haven't even bought my class, have you? So I wrote back and I said, excuse me, but are you even a student? Because this email is reserved only for students. So if you have any more questions, you can write me at info@marilynlaurier.com. And that's my main email address for my assistant. I never heard back from her. I could care less. That was the boot print without a heart. That was the boot print that said, get the fuck out of my world. It was such a, and you might say, why are you triggered by that? It's rude. It's invasive. I would never walk up to a coach and ask them. If I thought a coach was ingesting something that I did not align with, first of all, I don't judge people who smoke or ingest THC or do stuff like that. But if I was like, say, so I'm very, you know, not into drugs at all. So if I found that a coach, like if I was thinking a coach was all cocained out, which would be a trigger for me, I just wouldn't work with the coach. I'd be like, oh, he reminds me of somebody who does cocaine. I'm not going to go with that coach. I'm not going to go email him and say, hey, are you snorting eight balls every night? Like, what the fuck, people? So that was one email. One email I got from a woman who was telling me, because I said, you know, when you join this program, I want to know about you. You fill out a quiz thing. And I get a lot of quiz results, so I can't answer all the quiz results. But if you email me personally, because we ask you, like, why you joined and stuff, I email back. And she was telling me what was going on, and I emailed back. And she was giving a lot of her power away, and I called her out on it. I was like, look, it's great that you go to people, but you have to start deciding for yourself what's best for you. So then I got an email from the Telesummit that she wanted a refund. And I was like, that's fine. It's okay. Because when you do it through a Telesummit, I don't offer refunds in my programs. In the Telesummit, they offer a 30-day refund. So I wrote her right away because I thought we had a very nice exchange and I wanted to make sure that she was okay. And I care about people. I really do. And she was very beautiful. I'm not going to say her response because her response was very beautiful, took responsibility, told me what happened for her, what her experience was, wasn't blaming me at all. Totally fine. I wish her the best. She was really working on herself and would have felt like a beautiful soul. Then another guy, because I didn't answer the quiz results, wanted a refund. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? This is mindset, guys. This is all mindset. And I don't have any patience for it anymore. I don't have any tolerance for it anymore. You may be listening to this and being like, oh, I can't work with her. She's too tough. That's okay. It's okay. You really should know who you need to work with. And that is not, and I'm not coddling that crap anymore. The people I work with, they pay, some of them pay $15,000 for 6 months to work with me. Twice a month, they meet with me. They have Voxer support on the side, which they can message me. They never do. They are so, that's an investment, right? And never, ever, like I barely hear from any of them because they're out there doing the work. We do our sessions and they take all the homework I give them and they go and do it. Their mindset is in place where they know that they're responsible for their life. And I'm really trying to save you years of giving your power away. I really am. So anyway, I was like, oh no, this group is going to be horrible. And even told the person who takes the sales calls and stuff, we don't push sales at all. Actually, you can't come into Next Level Living without filling out an application because I'm very protective over the energy in that group. And I also want to make sure it's right for you. I don't want you wasting your money. I really don't. I feel bad if somebody comes into my group and they don't participate. And it happens very rarely, but it does happen. And I'll tap the person on the shoulder a couple of times. And if they don't like respond or if they don't like help, let me help them, there's nothing I can do, right? But I want people, if they're investing in me and my program, I want them invested in the program. So we want to make sure it's the right thing for people. So we don't do pushy sales calls. It's actually an informative call. Like, let's make sure that this is the right fit for you right now where you are. And then we get to explain the program a little bit more. So I was like, I don't know what this group is going to be like. Well, this group was phenomenal. They were a small group. They were absolutely incredible people. And it really goes to show, I'm going to share some activation codes, not on this podcast. We're going to share, I'm going to teach you how to do your own codes, especially if you come into the 10X experience. If you come into Next Level Living, you are going to learn how to write your own codes in a way that's going to blow your mind. So if you're interested in Next Level Living, I would say email us at care@marilynaloria.com. That's care, like C-A-R-E, like I care about you, even if it sounds like I don't. But you can go to marilynaloria.com/next. I don't think that product page really speaks to the product. You can also go to marilynaloria.com/testimonials and watch the testimonial videos from the people that are in the course. So anyway, and that would really explain to you what people are getting out of it because they're getting blown away. So it was a really, really, really good group. And while they were on the call, these were some of the people that were struggling with mindset, right? They're really wonderful. I love these people. Really had such a great time with them. We did 3 live calls with them. I taught them about their higher self, their intuition. We did hot seat coaching where I got to work with them and their businesses, ideas, and then even some personal stuff with some people. And then I worked with, we did a panel code thing with Monique and Donna. That's the one I think I'm going to put out here because it was really good. Monique and Donna offered up a lot of great insights and how to activate your own code. And we took them through a meditation for that. You don't need somebody else to activate your codes. You got your own codes. Anyway. So my whole point is that these were people that were bringing up past stories. Like somebody was talking about something happened in 1995. I'm like, it's 2024. Stop it already. Another woman kept cycling back to something in 2020. I was like, stop it. Stop it. So when you grow your intuitive gifts, you become really aware of these patterns and habits that are keeping you stuck and trapped. And these dreams in your heart, they were given to you for a reason. And they grow and they change and they expand. And when you start activating them and living them, the thing you want to do is let go of what they look like because you're living from the past. And if you're very focused on what they're supposed to look like, you miss the solutions. You miss the solutions of the universe. You miss what the universe is communicating to you or telling you there's something bigger and greater in it. So I was going to talk about trust and faith, which I'll talk about in a second. And I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but I'm going to let it be. I'm a little tired still. The puppy is definitely running me ragged. And that's my story. So as many of you have been following me, you know that it's been difficult, right? It's been a challenging time. I lost my dog. I lost my mom. Life started getting a little bit easier. You know, it was just my dog Venus and me, and she's a really easy dog, and my two cats. We'll talk about the cats another time. Cats, man, cats. Holy fuck, cats. I even bought a couch that's claw proof and that fucking cat figured it out. And it's not the cat you think it is. It's not Mirrodin. It's Sprites. Sprites is the quiet one. Like, you think he's not going to cause trouble. He's so quiet. He's peaceful. He's very peaceful. He's very sweet. He's got a sweet face. And it causes so much fucking trouble, that cat. And then he'll just sit on the counter and yell at me. Row! Like, he just yells. Anyway. So I got the puppy. And things, it was pouring rain here. I live in a hillside house. It's challenging to be in a hillside house. Mud everywhere. I'm pretty clean. I don't like it. And then the ants started coming. And I get very triggered by ants because I was in my old house in Los Angeles. I've shared the story before. And I'm getting to faith and trust. And I left the kitchen for 30 minutes. I saw one ant, left the kitchen for 30 minutes, killed it, of course. And when you kill an ant, by the way, sends out pheromones and brings in more. I got an ant education this week. And I came back into my kitchen and my literal ceiling was filled, covered in black ants. The whole ceiling was black and it was moving. And there were cathedral ceilings. I have cathedral ceilings here too. And I wish I wasn't in so much shock because I wish I videoed it because you cannot imagine the horror. So when I see ants, it triggers me. It sets me off. And I've been working on my nervous system. And I know with everything that's going on in my life, I have complete faith and trust in God and the universe that there's always something greater and better behind it, even while I'm struggling. And if you don't think that my emotions are raw, that I'm very vulnerable right now, you're crazy, because I am. I feel like this, like somebody just sent me, a good friend of mine sent me a grief video and she said, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm raw. I'm messy. I'm feeling everything. I'm grieving. And I'm not hiding it either. It's what I'm doing. But I also know it's waking me up. It's accelerating me. I'm still living my life. I'm opening up to my experience with God, even, and I don't care what you believe in. I really don't. I don't care what anybody believes in. For me, it's God. And I'm connecting and I'm trusting and I have faith. And that's what also developing your gifts does. It connects you to something so much deeper than you, whatever that thing is. I really don't care what people believe in, but it's so deep that you have that unshakable faith. So the ants came, it was pouring rain. You've heard my stories on this podcast about the rains. The rains have been really something. I have great neighbors that help me, thankfully. And I just couldn't take it. Like the past two Saturday nights, I was like getting ready to have a nice dinner, watch a movie. And I see the ants and it sets me off because to me, it's like not clean. It drives me nuts. I'm like a maniac then trying to clean them, trying to kill them, make sure everything's clean, vacuumed. It's like, I'm like a maniac. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it. And my nervous system was jacked up. No matter how much I know, like ants, girl, why are ants setting you off? I grew up in a really unsafe environment, very unsafe. And because I grew up in such an unsafe environment, the ants are a trigger to lack of safety for me. So that's the other thing your work does, because I got into meditation. I'm talking to my guides. What do I need to do? Why is this happening? So I trust the universe, right? Show me what to do. I've had it already. Like, I'm like, I've had exterminators out here. They were horrible. And then they're trying to sell you the monthly service. And I'm like, you suck. Like, I'm not going to now pay you for every month because you suck. And I'm like, there's got to be somebody better out there. And of course I go on Nextdoor, which is fucking full of crackpots and crazy people and nice people. And I'm like, do not tell me your solutions of ants. Give me exterminator names. And of course, everybody ignores it. Why do you ignore it? Why do you then tell me, Marilyn? One woman's like, I know you don't want to hear about the solutions, but this, and I'm like, shut up already. I actually wrote her and I was like, thank you so much. But really, no, it's too out of control. It's a hillside house. It's constantly happening and it's out of control. And they're not in a stream where you can figure out what, I didn't know where they were coming from, nothing. So, and they were on my kitchen counter now. Like they've never done that. So I went to tennis on Sunday. I had to play a USTA match and with my new partner, and I was telling him, she's like, oh, I had the same problem. This is who I hired. And I was like, thank you. Because I was calling all these exterminators like, we don't work in your area. So I had a woman once on my Facebook Live that was so upset that I was killing the ants. She doesn't follow me anymore because I was like, sorry, bitch, I'm killing them. So then, trust me, the ants are going to tell a story. Everything tells a story. Everything in your life is connected. So I called that exterminator and they came out the next day, which is amazing because most of the other exterminators I called, the big companies, and I got an education from the other exterminators. They were really nice. They're like, we don't come in your area, but call these people. They have the best technicians. And I was like, what's with the big companies? Like the big companies don't train the technicians. They don't really care. These technicians really care. They want to find out the source. I'm like, wow. So it's like really technical and technicians and all this stuff. And so the technician guy came, he was so cool. And he's like, look, you got to do me a favor. He's like, first of all, he comes in, there's no ants. He's like, I was like, I've been killing them all day. He's like, I wish you weren't doing that because I need to see them. I'm like, don't worry, dude. This is what I said to him. I was like, don't worry. They'll be out in a second. Second later, I'm like, there it is. Picks it up, sniffs it. And I was like, oh. And then he flicked it into my sink. And I was like, oh, you know. And he was like, oh, it's an odorous ant. I know what it is. And then so he starts treating. He was great, this guy. He was so great because I was like a neurotic mess. And he was like calming me down. And he's like, look, you have to do me a favor. You can't kill them. You have to, because when you kill them, what sends out to the bee, the ant queen, sends more ants. Like something's unsafe. You got to go to more parts of the house. He goes, that's why they're showing up at other parts of your house, because they're sending them to different parts. And then he said, if it's a dead ant, you got to leave it, because then they carry the dead ant back to the hill. I know you didn't want all this in this podcast, but I thought it was fascinating. They carry the dead ant. They said, when you kill it, sends out pheromones, more ants come, and then they carry the dead ant back. And they eat the dead ant. So that night, I'm like, I had to let them crawl. It was not pretty. And I woke up the next morning really depressed and upset. And I knew it was the ants because I wasn't feeling safe in my own house. Like, I didn't even want to eat. I was like, I can't eat. It's disgusting. And you would think it was like a million. There weren't, right? But I still freak out over that kind of stuff. And they're gone. I haven't seen them today. So today's day one. I'm recording this on February 28, 2024. The rains are coming back tomorrow, but I'm going to trust that everything's treated. So all of this is faith and trust. It's like, so what are the ants trying to teach me right now? What is this experience trying to teach me? And then with the puppy has been a challenge. He's a great puppy, but he's mentally strong, mentally dominant. And I'm used to like Venus and Micah that was so trained. Now, I don't recall what happened in the beginning because a lot happened in the beginning where they were a problem and I had to send them through all this training and everything. And I've already had Shiloh. Shiloh is, I believe, Micah reincarnated. That's why I keep calling him Micah. So I already had Shiloh in some training. I'm going to another training class tonight. And I'm just all about the training, right? Especially with shepherds, you have to train them. So I'm like, oh my goodness, like, what is the deal with this puppy? Like, why did I do this? Why did I complicate my life? And spirit, I went into meditation because it was upsetting me. You know, I was like, I have to know why I made this choice, because it's all about making really, really good choices. And I make all my choices with my guides. I really do. And I said to them, why did I do this? And they said to me that, wow, I hope I can remember this. It was in a channel session. They said, the next time he triggers me to pause, because the trigger is triggering something from my past. And it has nothing to do with the puppy. And they said a lot of great stuff. And I can't even recall it now because I'm already past it. That's how fast it happens when you work with your eyes. And I was like, oh my goodness, they're totally right. Like when he's doing stuff like biting, puppy biting, but it's more than puppy biting. It's not just puppy biting. It's triggering this feeling inside of me that I'm not good enough, or I'm a bad parent, or I don't know how to control this, or this dog is going to be out of control, or all these stories that aren't even true. This puppy's a great puppy. They aren't even true. So they're like, just pause, separate from what the puppy's doing, get in touch with your trigger, just quiet that trigger down in the moment so that you could deal with the puppy, and then you could deal with your trigger. And I was like, they're totally right. So in the past like 24 hours, he's been really good. And when the behavior comes out, I'm pausing right away, calm. and I'm dealing with the behavior in the moment, the way that I should deal with it with the puppy, right? And then he's starting to already correct, like his leash walking, try to say that 10 times fast, is great. And his biting is getting better. He's actually getting better. He's starting to correct himself. And I'm like, okay, this is working. And intuitively, I'm listening to my intuition. My intuition, some people may not believe in correcting. I believe at Shepherd's, you have to do correct and reward. There's different things. So I just took water, spray bottle, and it's been stopping the behavior instead of all this other stuff I was listening to and hearing. And I tried some of the stuff, and giving him things to chew on was the first thing I did. The reward based, you know, give him something else to chew. Yeah, that didn't fucking work. Not with this dog. But anyway, my whole point about all of this is that you're going to make, first of all, so then I sat into meditation today, like, so why did I get this puppy when things were like, because I joined a tennis club. Oh, I did something yesterday. I'm going to tell the story really quick. I hope some of this is making sense. Let me know on comments if this helps you, because I know sometimes I'm a little bit all over the place. I need to outline things. Yesterday I woke up depressed because of the whole ant thing. I knew it was the ants that was getting to me, and the sales systems aren't fully dialed in yet. And, you know, I'm not talking to my brother still, which is actually a blessing. That's been beautiful. And nothing against them. It's just been really good for me. And, just a lot going on, right? I didn't win my USTA match on Sunday. I was afraid I disappointed my partner, whatever, all the stories, right, that go on with life. And so yesterday morning I woke up pretty depressed, and I went into meditation, and they helped me a lot with what was going on. And then the fact that I was seeing a lot less ants really helped. It really lifted my mood. I know it's crazy. I was watching something on Instagram last night with this woman was going through, and I was like, oh my goodness, I got to stop complaining about these fucking ants. But it's my experience. It's lack of safety. I really grew up in a very unsafe household. So yesterday I was like, you know what? It's sunny out. It's going to start raining again. I'm playing tennis. I joined this tennis club. I haven't been to it. And I texted my partner and I said, she's on a team with me. And I was like, can you play like from 4:30 to 5:30? She's like, yeah, let's play. And I got the court, and I was like, I haven't left Shiloh alone in a crate for 2 hours. And I've had a puppy sitter here every single time. And I'm like, he's fine now, 'cause he's almost 4 months and he's great in the crate. He's in the crate right now. So I put him in the crate with his Kong, and I went off to tennis, and they were doing live ball. We were just going to play singles. And I asked the coach if we could join, and we joined, and we met some people, and we had this great time. It was great. I'm like, I love this club. Beautiful pool. I mean, there's clubs everywhere. I joined this club that has clubs everywhere. And I was like, I can't wait for the summer when I'm like playing tennis and I can jump in the pool. And oh, it's so great. And I felt so good that I got out of the house. I broke up my routine. Spirit told me to do it. I would never leave especially I'm in a sales cycle right now. I'm like, yeah, people are going to buy. They're going to buy. They're not going to buy. They're not going to buy. I don't really care anymore. It's a great program and people are interested. Come on in. Come on in. It's an amazing program. Somebody contacted me last week that was like, I'm ready to come back. You know, I was gone for like 8 months and I want to come back now. I'm like, great. She's like, I heard your interview and I gotta be with you now. Somebody was on yesterday. Was like, you know, Marilyn, I haven't been in your world in 2 years. I need to be in your world. I'm like, great. That's the other thing I'm working with codes is you send the codes out. It's not a manipulation. It attracts in your client, your ideal client. I'll do a podcast about it. But really, if you want to learn about it, come into Next Level Living. MarilynLaurie.com/next. Anyway. So I came home from that, and then I had to deal with Shiloh, right? Because I'm very much about exercising and making sure the puppy gets a really great life. My dogs get a great life. And it was a little bit difficult with him because he was a little bit obnoxious yesterday, but it was fine. We dealt with him, gave him a couple of timeouts for 5 minutes. He needs timeouts when he gets over amped and stuff. And it was great. It was great. Absolutely great. So this is what, like, trust and faith. So I have trust and faith. Like right now I have trust and faith. Everything's going to work out. Sales system's working out. I have to do some work on it. The people that are coming into my world, they're amazing. Even deciding to definitely move. I was talking to my handyman, who's actually a friend of mine who I play tennis with. I haven't played with him in a while. And he was going to do something for me. And I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put the money into that. Instead, I'm going to put the money into fixing the house up to move. You know, I just have to do cosmetic things, certain things. And he wrote me this beautiful email because he's going through the same thing, because he lives in a hillside house and he knows how difficult it can be, especially right now. We don't want to do it anymore. And I was going to say age, but it's really not about age. It's about stairs and mud and rains and so many things. And he wrote me this beautiful email about how he came to the process and the understanding of what he wanted to do. And I was like, oh my goodness, that email was exactly what I needed. And I wrote him back and he said, oh my goodness, thank you for telling me. I thought I was just kind of like rambling. And I was like, no, I read it twice and I'm probably going to read it again because it's what I needed to hear. So when you surrender, right, and you go towards what you love to do, and then things happen like ants. And then you go to the tennis court and somebody tells you the perfect exterminator. You don't have to search for it. I just put it out there. I actually literally put it out there to God. I prayed on my knees again in the kitchen and I said, send me the perfect solution. And I hired this company to come in every other month and they're on call now. And the guy was so great, such a great exterminator. He was amazing. I said to him, do I need monthly? He's like, you don't need monthly. Every other month is fine. But do know that if they show up in between services, we will be here. And I was like, I love you. You're great. Great price, everything. So that's the surrender of the dreams. Like you have to be true to yourself. You have to be true to your dreams. This is what this work does. It's not just about developing, can I see or hear or feel or sense or know? It's having a multiple dimensional conversation with your soul and with source and with yourself in the physical existence. And it's knowing what to do, where to go, who to go to, and what to say. It's understanding when you make a choice of a dog that you know that I love that puppy so much. That when the times are really difficult, and why did I complicate my life? And what spirit is saying to me, and I know it, they're like, oh, you're in 6 months from now, you're going to be like, how could I have lived without this dog? And they said, you know, you're not remembering Marilyn. You were a little first, number one, I really wanted it for Venus. Venus came out of her shell. She was very subdued after Micah passed. It was very upsetting to watch. Now she like every morning the puppy comes out of the crate. She likes to sleep in a crate. She's very happy in there. She comes out and they play in my bedroom. It's the cutest thing. And he plays very well with Venus in the morning. Venus is really great with him. She's amazing. She's such an incredible dog. She's in here right now sleeping. I love her so much. And she's out of her shell. She's eating. So now I'm hand feeding him because that's part of the training that I've decided to do. So now I have to hand feed her. Totally fine. I don't care. She's eating. So they reminded me, they were like, you were a little bored. You were coming home and it's my dogs are my hobby. It's not about love. It's a hobby. A friend of mine said, you know, I was going to get a dog and I realized like I was just getting the dog for love. So I decided not to get the dog. And he was like trying to share with me that that's my issue. And I was like, okay. And they thought about it later on. I was like, no, that's not, it's a hobby for me to train them, to hike with them, to take them places, to travel with them. To Micah went all the way to dog therapy, you know, children's hospital. He would have been in surgeries if we continued on because he got so accepted at the highest level at the last testing. Venus was real trouble the first 2 years. She's the most incredible dog. I walk with her. I'm off leash by my side as long as, you know, she doesn't go near anybody or any other dogs. But if a dog comes by on leash, she's on leash then. I'm very respectful. I don't let her approach people. Because I don't think that's right. If a dog is off leash, have the dog in your area. And if somebody's walking by, you don't know if that person likes dogs or not. Don't let your dog approach that person. That's not right. Don't let that dog approach a dog on leash. I can't stand that stuff. I'm very respectful. But she's such a good dog. And this is a dog that was my problem child. And that's graduation. That shows me, they're reminding me it's like tennis. It's like yoga. I got back to my yoga training. My yoga practice. The yoga taught me before tennis that it takes a while to get those poses. You don't just jump into crow unless you've been doing that. You have that kind of strength and you have that kind of stomach strength and that arm strength. And maybe you're a dancer or you're an acrobatic person and you could probably do it. But if you were a girl from Brooklyn who really started drinking at 13 years old in bars and didn't really do any of that crap, you're not jumping into crow the minute you get on the mat. So yoga taught me that, not to compare myself to other people on the mat and really have my own practice. Beautiful, beautiful practice. I love yoga. Tennis taught me, is teaching me more than anything in the world about mindset because I felt so bad about my partner that we should have won that match. And I was making too many errors. She was making some errors. She admitted to that too, but I was making more errors. It teaches me that. And then the puppy, what spirit reminded me is like, it's just teaching you another level of expansion. You're challenging yourself. The puppy's challenging you. He's challenging you. Like the other day when I came back and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm a bad parent. And I texted my friend who has his sister And she was like, what she wrote back just snapped me up. She's like, stop that right away. It has nothing to do with you being a bear parent. He's a puppy. And I was like, thank you. Because it taps into the belief system that I always, you know, my family, I was always wrong. I always made bad choices. I was such a loser. I was, you know, I wasn't smart enough. They never said smart because we were smart in my family. I wasn't, I didn't make good choices. I hadn't, anything I had to say wasn't good enough. Book smart was a different thing. That was, you know, even though I didn't do well in school, but smart, so it doesn't matter. You don't need to know that whole story. So what does all this have to do with faith and trust and working on your gifts? I wouldn't be where I am today, navigating my life the way that I navigate my life without faith and trust and my gifts and connecting to intuition and connecting to source and God and my guides. I can't imagine doing life any other way. It would be really empty. I can't imagine doing it any other way. I do know with this new level of learning, so I have a new guide, that new guidance system that came in. That's what they're called. And I taught this today in the codes class, and I'm going to end this soon. But when a new guide comes, when a guide is leaving, they take a while to leave. Because imagine like somebody, you're in a relationship with someone and they go away. It hurts a lot, right? So when you're in a relationship with your guides, you love them. And if they were to just leave, like if I was to open up my circle and that guide was gone, I'd be like, huh? You know, it'd be very upsetting. You have to watch YouTube in order to see my facial expression. Sorry. And so this guy, the guide that was there, I can't even remember who it was, stepped out a while ago. And then this new guidance system came in. I don't usually work with collectives. I've worked with collectives before as a collective. And we haven't spoken. It's just been there for about 6 to 8 months now. And today was the first day we spoke. And it was amazing what they taught me. It's all about personal code activation and going into a coded room, your own personal coded room, which I'm going to be teaching in March on Next Level Living. And whenever you come into Next Level Living, you get those classes. For now, that might change. So depending on when you join. So I would join now so you can get all those classes. So they were unbelievable. And I never once questioned, why aren't they talking to me? Why aren't I talking to them? Sometimes I was like, I should probably go spend some time with them. But I just knew it. Like, I know the way this works. You don't push anything. You just wait until that experience. And usually what's happening in that experience. So when I call on my guides, I know where they stand. I know my guides intimately. So I knew exactly where they stood. So I'd call them in. They would stand there. And then they were more like energy. And I was getting used to their energy and they were getting used to mine. So they're very powerful. So if I was to just jump in at the state I was in 6 to 8 months ago when they stepped in, we probably wouldn't have had a good connection right off the bat. It could have been wonky. So what they do is they get me used to their energy and then the conversations start. And today I was like, wow, thank you. Really good stuff. And I brought it into that codes class that I taught today for 10X experience. I gave them a bonus and taught a little bit. So let's summarize. Summarization. Find something to believe in, mostly yourself. Stop with the mindset of I'm too old. I'm waiting till I'm healed before I go out and work with others. Nobody's going to want to hire me. Whatever the bullshit is that you tell yourself, stop it already. Work on your gifts. Get into multidimensional conversations with yourself. If you're a straight-laced person, which I work well with people like that, it's your intuition. I don't care what you call it. Start believing in your dreams and activating them. And have faith and trust that whatever is going on in your life, there's something bigger and greater behind it. And I will say this, and this is going to be the new realm of my work. Working with your emotions and your nervous system even more than the analytical brain, because a lot of what I'm doing now is bringing the brain and heart together, which a lot of people do, right? Working with the emotional system, your nervous system. I'm not expert enough in the nervous system to teach it, but I can teach my way of knowing emotions. When you work with that and you start dissipating, which is what they're doing. Today we did a code thing where we were releasing old patterns, old habits, old beliefs, old stories, old emotional patterns. and you start working from that level, the wonkiness stops in your life because the activation isn't activating any more wonkiness. It's bringing in more of the light of what you desire. So that's a whole other podcast topic that I'll teach on. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you at that. Thank you so much. I do love the comments under the YouTube videos. I go back and I respond to them. So thank you so much for those of you responding under that. As always, rate, review, subscribe. I haven't seen a new review in a while. It'd be really nice if one of you would review. I know a lot of times you're listening on the go and you're like, oh, I'll get to it. I'll review later. It's not the easiest thing, but you could hit 5 stars if you wanted to. And if you want to work with me deeper, there's different ways. You can go to 10X, MarilynAloria.com/10X. There's not always a live experience, but at least you'll get the great digital class. It's amazing for productivity. You can go to MarilynAloria.com/next, or just look at the testimonials and you can sign up for a call there, MarilynAloria.com/testimonials. Or just email us at care@MarilynAloria.com or info@MarilynAloria.com. Do not ask me if I'm ingesting THC because I will block you. I will. I promise. I didn't block her. She just never came back after I called her out. She's probably like, wow, she's really mean. She was really triggered. What's her problem? I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day or night whenever you're listening, watching, and just best of love and live your best life. Please live your best life. We never came up with a tagline for this podcast. Who can it be now? You. Who can it be now? You. I might have said that once before. Bye, guys.